Color Your Life. Hey everyone. Okay, so I know it's been a minute. And before you come at me, let me just say that the ending of last year was a bit of a, just like chaos. And I know that it wasn't just me who was experiencing chaos in 2020. It was like literally everyone. So I hope that you guys can understand why I took a little podcast hiatus. But you know what? This is the launch of season two of Color Your Life. So that's like really great. Basically I decided that I need to get back into this, and I need to continue to put content out there to combat racism and to talk about the things that I am passionate about. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So, what can we expect in season two? Well, season one, I was just testing the waters, getting a feel of being a podcaster and stuff. I bought some professional equipment. I'm like, oh, what? And I'm gonna, start to use it and be all pro and all it. And also, we are going to delve really deep into Africa this season. Okay, that is what we're going to do. We're going to delve really deep into Africa, and then I'm going to do an episode on how Europe fucked up the Caribbean part two. Okay? And I am actually like really totally very excited for this. So for my first episode, which is next week, my gut is telling me to do Ushun, who is an African goddess. Okay, so that's gonna drop soon. Okay, but for today, in order to just break the silence, well, my silence, we are going to have a little bit of poetry being read. I will start with the one that you already know. This is the poem that I posted at the end of my last episode. So it goes a little something like this. It's called "I Am a Slave." There is nothing I have left of the woman I used to be. She is gone now, taken. I used to be beautiful. My smile, it could light up the world. Every man in the village asked for me to be their girl. Now I'm here. In a land far away, everything happened. Nothing stayed the same. I am a slave. This is not how I was born and raised. I am meant to be free. I am a slave. I am a slave. I am a slave. It makes no sense. Mama and Papa are back home, waiting for me to return. I shall never see them again. I shall never see them again. I shall never hold them again. I shall never hold them again. The white man, he touched me. He touched me. He touched me. I shall never be safe again. I shall never be safe again. I shall never be me again. I am a slave. I am a slave. I am a slave. Okay, so this poem is from the perspective of a slave woman. And it's essentially about how slavery literally removed a person from itself. Because when you came over to the New World, you literally had to accept a new identity and become someone who you didn't even know. You had to speak a language that you weren't familiar with. You had to get accustomed to a way of life that was bizarre to you. You had to either accept the fact that you were no longer a human being and someone's property, or you die. That was essentially it. And I think that there are so many people in the world who don't understand the injustice of slavery. And, you know, this week I learned in school about the importance of ancestral memory and making peace with the trauma that you inherited from your ancestors. And the legacy of slavery is one of violence and blood. And as Black people, especially where I'm from in the Caribbean, we have inherited that legacy. And the only way for us to move on is to make peace with the past, accept the past, and to move on, which is a hard thing to do. And that's why I'm going to keep talking about the past, because we need to understand how we got to 2021. To me, 2020 is when everything started to unravel. All of the atrocities in the world were like, okay guys, like, your time for running is like so up, and we're gonna begin to unfold. So like, be ready. You know, the entire conundrum in America with the murder of George Floyd and how it really invigorated the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, this is exactly what people like Dennis Scott, he's a Caribbean author, were talking about. If you don't confront the trauma of the past, you and society can never move on. And America was built on bloodshed. You know, the white immigrants from Europe, you know, who were either fleeing persecution based on religious beliefs or looking for new opportunity with land and all the riches of America. When they came to America, they slaughtered millions of Native Americans. That land is a blood bath. It's a storage of blood and horror and trauma. And according to Scott, you know, when such atrocities take place on soil, the soil just calls for more blood. And to me, that's what's happening in America, because, you know, then they went through slavery and colonialism, oh my gosh. They didn't end slavery until 1865, thanks to Abraham Lincoln, thank you very much, and all, yeah, the American Civil War and all that. But America never dealt with and confronted its messed-up past, you know? And the fact that Americans still celebrate Thanksgiving, which is literally celebrating the genocide of Native Americans, is actually a huge, huge problem, especially colored Americans. They should not be embracing it. Thanksgiving, it was genocide, all in the name of manifest destiny. You know, so again, all the more reason why we need to educate people. If you have the knowledge, you need to share it. I am by no means am I a professional historian. By no means am I a professional public speaker. You can literally hear like all my stuttering. You see, I should say you can literally hear all my stuttering, not you could. Bad English. No. See? I'm not like a professional or anything. I'm just someone who is here and who is willing to do the best that I can to give the world the best of me. So we're gonna go to another poem. Whew. This one does not have a name, and it's actually really very short. I have a duty to my fellow Blacks of this country to take an oath of unity and solidarity. I have a duty to my fellow Blacks of this country to take an oath of unity and solidarity and not kill over material disparity. I have a duty to my fellow Blacks of this country to take an oath of unity and solidarity and not kill over material disparity. And this is basically talking about Black-on-Black violence, which is something that also needs to be sorry, which is something that also needs to be talked about, because I mean, black people, we should not be hating on each other. We should not be killing on each other. Every one of us who has been able to succeed, they are out there making the world a better place for us because they have succeeded. They have succeeded in spite of the fact that they are black, in spite of the fact that society doesn't like them, in spite of the fact that the entire system is rigged against them. And we need to support each other, not attack each other, not kill each other, not hurt each other, not try to keep each other in a perpetual state of poverty. I work a lot with the underprivileged youths, my lisp, lol. And I learned a lot about this culture from doing that. And actually, that's what inspired me to write this, because, I mean, it's so hard out there for us. I mean, people literally don't like us because of the color of our skin, and there is probably nothing we could do about the older generation, but we can rewrite the narrative for the newer generation. And it starts right here in our own communities between us. Okay, we are going to read Angry Black Man. This is written not in standard English, as you can probably hear from the way in which I speak. I will not sound that palatable speaking in Trinidadian dialect. Oh, that's actually something else we could talk about. Trinidadian dialect and the history, where it came from, all the influences. That will also help me study for my exams, because I'm supposed to know that. But yeah, I'm going to talk in. This is like, if you come to Trinidad and you speak to a random person on the street, this is how you are going to hear them speak. Not like how I'm speaking right now. I am an anomaly, as I've been told all my life. Angry black man. My skin is dark like nature's oil. My hands are rough from nature's toil. My eyes are bloodshed from lack of sleep. My ribs print from lacking food to eat. When you see me, don't see me, because I look threatening to you. You don't care about my soul, or how I do. Although, if you took time to speak with me, you'd know it's all a lie, the me you see. I could read and write since I was 5. My mama always says, learning is the key to survive. But what she didn't tell me was this is not a black man world, and hardship will follow me everywhere I go. The white man has me work his land. Day after day, I abuse my hands. The pay is shit. I cannot feed the family of six that depends on me. I walk home thinking about what to do. But hey, what's that matter to you? You call the police on me just for showing my face. To your pretty blue eyes, my sight is a disgrace. I'm scorched, I'm beaten, I'm verbally talked down. All this done before the takedown. Day after day, the same cycle repeats. How many more times must I get beat? You don't see the pain in my eyes, the fear to survive, the man who's a fighter. The son to his mother. The man who tries to make an honest living. The son who wants to keep his mama smiling. No, you see hell. Well, I will show you hell. Enough is enough. I won't take it no more. I won't allow you to hurt me no more. I will retain my dignity at all costs. This is the voice of the angry black man. It's why he's so ferocious, a danger to man. Years of torture and carnal abuse has manifested itself because you ignored the truth that I am just as human as you. Okay, so that was actually not in as much dialect as I thought. But don't worry, I'm gonna speak dialect for you guys by the end of this episode, and y'all can laugh your butts off. But I'm a black man, so how do I describe this in the most effective way possible? So In society, honestly, black people, we just want a break. Honestly, we don't want to be judged before we even walk into the room. Even when it comes down to getting jobs and stuff, there's so much colorism still left in the world. And honestly, we just want a break. And the point that I brought up earlier about Dennis Scott, he's a Caribbean author of An Echo in Your Bone. I think one day I will read the play for you guys on an episode. That should definitely be done as well. What he speaks about, again, is the legacy of race relations that stemmed out of colonialism and slavery. Essentially, the scene was back in the day, white people were in charge. Black people were the property of white people, and thus the race relationship between black people and white people were master slave. And that's just how it was. But after emancipation, that relationship changed because the black people were no longer owned by the white people. And from then till now, white people, well, racist white people, I should say, yes, racist and bigoted white people have continued to use their race as a means of controlling black people through stuff like racism and brutality and bigotry and discrimination in terms of like the job profession, in terms of the narrative that the media tries to portray. And that just makes people angry. And there's some people, they go all their life and they just take it, like slap, slap. That's how it feels because every time you try to move forward with your life, there is somebody in a position of power saying no. And then there are the people who retaliate. And when you watch, like, again, media, when you watch a lot of shows and stuff, the black character, they're always the aggressive one, they're always the sassy one, they're always the nonsense one. That's because that's how society has made us. But they never, ever, 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 ever want to talk about inequalities that has made us the way that we are. All they talk about is, yeah, so I grew up in the Bronx and I'm poor. But why? Why is that? They never talk about the why. They paint black people in such a negative light that it's beyond me. By the way, if you guys want a really like fantastic show to watch, which is set in the Bronx, I would highly recommend The Get Down. It's about the Bronx in the 1980s, I believe, and it's a really beautiful show. The main characters are of both African descent as well as Puerto Rican, and it's honestly one of the best shows I've ever watched in my whole entire life. And some of it is based on true, real phenomena that occurred in the America, during, sorry, in America during that era. So I highly recommend The Get Down. Yes, angry black man. And honestly, when I was writing this poem, I thought about living in Jamaica because, everyone always talks about how Jamaica is really violent. Nobody wants to get to the root of the problem. And yesterday in my literature class, I figured out the root of the problem while I was writing my essay on An Echo in the Bone. Because Scott literally says, we need to reconcile with the events of the past in order to move on, and we have not done that yet. And the play sets in Jamaica, right? And everything that he talks about, all the themes, all of the class relations, all of the things that we need to confront, such as the legacy of violence from slavery and the feeling that we don't belong because of the color of our skin, are things that we have not confronted as a society, and thus the effects of 300 years of slavery still live on in our bones. And that's okay. So white people born in the Caribbean, they are Creole, and they don't fit in Europe because Europe doesn't accept them because they're not from Europe, and they technically see them as black too. And now here in the Caribbean, they know they're no longer in charge. Things have changed. The social structure has changed. They don't have the status and the wealth that they once had, and now they feel like they don't belong here either because, I mean, they still have, we call it here in the Caribbean, we call it old money, so they still have a bit of status and prestige, and they could get by just fine in life. But The black people don't have that. And that causes animosity between the two classes because the white people are trying to hold on to their former glory and the black people are trying to free themselves from mental slavery. And that is what causes the angry black man trying to free yourself from mental slavery. And yeah, so that's why Jamaica is so violent, because no one sits down to talk about what really happened. And to people who have, like Dennis Scott, like Bob Marley, you know, I guess in some ways Bob Marley is immortalized, but I mean, he's not spoken about to the degree and extent to which he should be. And I know this because I really and truly barely know anything about him. And that shouldn't be. And David Rudder, you know, great, brilliant minds. I would have said Bruce Banton, but he made a very offensive song against gay people, so we will not be, actually, okay, you have to give credit where credit is due. He also had some very important things to say, and we are actually studying a poem that was kind of inspired by one of the songs this year. So you guys could check all of the names that I mentioned as well. Just be cautious with Buju. He is actually very... Am I allowed to mention this in my podcast? Ugh, no one listens to this. It'll be fine. Okay, yeah, but as I was saying, we need to confront the issues of the past. We need to talk about the people who are talking about the issues of the past. We need to learn. This is what this episode is about. It is a learned experience through poetry. Okay, all right, cool. Let us get to another poem. Okay, this one is definitely in dialect. This one does not have a name. Oh my gosh, if any of you actually have name suggestions, you guys can drop it in my Insta DMs, infinite_Adela. infinite_Adela. Right, so this is my other poem. My heart beats out of my chest. My eyes can't get any rest. Walls closing, things tumbling. Where is this? This can't be my life. In jail, boy? For real? And why do? I stood up to a white man who took me for a fool. He said I was watching his woman. Like if I were fuck she. What the ass I watching she for? My wife is a queen. I walk away at first. Cause me and China cause no scene. He slapped me once. I ignore it. He slapped me twice. I still ignore it. A third time, anger boiling. But I keep walking, because back home, my newborn son bawling. He grabbed my neck, hard and tight, and pulled me back. Fuck this shit. I'ma make this motherfucker skull crack. I did just that. No one gives a damn that he started all. No one gives a damn that I tried to be strong. Now my baby mama home feeding Kobe without me. Now my son has to grow up in a world without me. Now my ass rots in here till thy kingdom come. And a white motherfucker, he got off scot-free, even though he assaulted me. I think this poem speaks for itself. I hope that my reading was at least bearable. Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? That probably also sounds really cringy. But yeah, that poem speaks for itself. You know, imagine that you cannot stand up for yourself because of the color of your skin. That if someone is hurting you, like, I mean, you know that once it is that you defend yourself, that your life is over. These are the realities that we have to face. These are the realities that we have to talk about. These are the things that we should be teaching our children. It's just so bizarre to me that we don't talk about these things more often. You know? Let me see. Do I have anything else to share with you? Yeah, oh, this is the last one, okay? This one also doesn't have a name. I have a dream that will never come true. A dream in which I am seen as equal to you. A dream of a place where love doesn't judge. A dream of peace and joy and fun. Reality is a place where hate is race, where love is sin and war will win. Injustice is God and equity is hell. Money is power and greed is spell. When I close my eyes, I see a world where women are free, where crime is empty, and slaves have rights in society, where the environment is treasured and children's minds are nurtured. I see ancient Maui. Oh my gosh, I am like literally in love with ancient Maui. Ibn Battuta. He was from Tangiers. He was a Muslim who traveled the world and he wrote a book. I think it's called A Guide to Those Who Contemplate the One. Let me get the name. It's a really, really long name, so it's really hard to remember it, but the name of the book is oh my gosh, Google, just give me the name of his book, okay? They're giving me books on the travels of Ibn Battuta. Oh my gosh, I don't want. Okay, he writes a gift to those who contemplate the wonders of cities and the marvels of traveling. And in that book, he described ancient Mali as the most peaceful place he has ever visited. You could walk about at 2 a.m. and it would be live and festive in the air, people singing and dancing and having fun, and you were safe. No one robbed you, no one harmed you, no one attacked you. They were genuinely at peace. Ancient Mali, I think that would be my second episode after Ushun. Because I humbly believe that it is important that people know how beautiful Mali was. I mean, obviously it wasn't perfect to be a man, and man is by nature flawed. But ancient Mali was a utopia, and colonialism and slavery took that away from us, and I think that black people need to know about that. Now, okay, I'm gonna wrap up now. This episode isn't going to be too long. I just want to say one last thing about the direction of this podcast. So, although in season two we are going to be focusing on African history, this podcast is aimed at all non-white groups. So, we are going to be, I've always been very intrigued by Hawaiian history, actually. So, in the future, we are going to delve into Hawaiian history, into Latino history, into Asian history. We're going to talk about peeps like Admiral Yi, you know, and the Ming Dynasty, and all of these places and people and events and stuff, you know. But, yeah, that's it for today, guys. I hope all of you have an a really great day, a really good week, and a beautiful Wanda life. Stay safe out there with COVID-19. I hope that my voice brought some form of joy to your day. And thank you so much for taking time to color your life. Gosh, that was off key. Do 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 do. Color your life.